I was eating junk. I had just had two children back to back.
I used to not be able to get on the ground.
I never, ever daily exercise.
Before, if I'd get down, I'd need a chair or something to help me get back up.
I was 84 pounds heavier at one time.
I was always a big dude, but I couldn't move around.
That all changed when they met Diamond Dallas Page.
I started doing yoga, man. I started doing a thing called DDP yoga. It's not your mama's yoga.
WCW heavyweight champion, known for his signature move, the Diamond Cutter.
Diamond Cutter!
Took what he learned recovering from an injury and years in the ring and created DDP yoga.
Working out combined with the eating habits, it was a huge difference. I felt so much better.
It's a lot of fun for me because I never used to be able to be active. Now I'm on the floor, I'm rolling around. It's pretty cool. More than importantly, I just want to be alive. I'm down about 110 pounds.
DDP yoga can work for anyone.
DDP.
DDP. Radio.
So high five.
My fellow DDP Yoga Warriors, it is 9 p.m. here on the Eastern Seaboard, right here at DDPRadio.com. So what does that mean? It's time for another episode of DDP Radio. My name is Mike Mullins. I can be found at Mikey90%.com. And of course, joining me, as always, here on DDP Radio is the Mayor of Madness himself, Mr. Robert McLaren. It's Michael D. and Robert M.C. right here on DDP Radio. It's Boys Night. Robert, what's going on, man?
Oh, not much. Yeah, I just want to let everybody know that Stacy is out tonight due to unforeseen circumstances. Hopefully everything is cool with her and she'll be back next week. So it's just basically us. So call in and ask questions and talk about things.
Yeah, Stacy's out with some personal issues right now, but we wish her all the best. And Robert, I guess it's boys' night, so we're going to need some kind of feminine flow on this show. So if some women can call in and just reel us happen when it needs to happen, we'd appreciate it because we might just take it way out there and it may just be a complete train wreck. So if you need a little reeling in, give us a call, 347-994-1216. And you guys can give us a show too. Give us the party also at 347-994-1216. It's going to be a fun show here tonight at DDP Radio, right here at ddpradio.com. I got to log into the chat because I haven't done that yet, so I'm doing that right now. I got you, Robert. But it is a community show tonight, which basically you know what that means. It means you run the show. It means you are in charge. You take the conversation where you want to take it. We listen to you. Where you want to go, you're driving the train, so take us around the block, baby. So give us a call if you got anything on your mind, some you know things to celebrate, some things you're down about, some things aren't working for you, some things are. If you got something to share that's positive, negative, whatever you want to do, we're here for you. At ddpradio.com. And Robert, what's been going on? We got a lot of things going on. We just finished up that workshop in Tennessee where I know a ton of DDP Yoga regulars were at. How did that go? Did you hear?
It actually went really well because Dallas called me. He had a long drive to the airport just after that. So I got to talk to him right after the event, and he said it went really, really well. We got a lot of people posting pictures, and it went over really well. So that was definitely good. And oh, that reminds me, you know, completely off topic. Have you seen the video? I can't remember the guy's name. He posted on DDP on our Facebook page on DDP Yoga. Have you seen that?
No, I don't think so.
Let me see if I can find his name here real quick. But basically, he's got. Let's see if I can say this because I always screw it up. Multiple sclerosis. Yes. So and he's he's a musician and he had to stop playing and everything. So yeah, his name is Todd something. But just look for Todd in his video that he posted on our Facebook today, and it's awesome. Guy did an amazing job, and it's amazing how far he's come. And go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, we have a few members who have found success in this program with MS, which is amazing. Because anybody who knows anything about that disease, it's brutal, man. And to be able to get up every day and to do the DDP yoga is amazing testament to the kind of person that you are. It really is.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the long-term DDP yoga team member and our chat. What do we? I've never really given her a name, Crystal. Everyone knows Crystal, but she has MS as well, and she's been battling it and using DDP yoga to battle it for quite a lot of years now.
That just amazes me, and it's so humbling too. Here I am, completely healthy, nothing wrong with me, and I'm sitting here on the couch, and I don't feel like working out because I don't feel like it. I don't feel like getting off my ass and doing things because I don't feel like it. When I have every opportunity in the world, and someone like that who's fighting such a debilitating disorder like that to be able to get up and have the will to do that, and it just makes you realize how little excuses you really have to do anything in your life. If these people can do it and be a beacon of, you know, positivity and, you know, influence and what's my excuse? It really is one of those situations.
Yeah, absolutely. And Crystal, I mean, is super, super positive. She always has been. And she says sorry a lot, but she's Canadian, so that comes with the territory. But, you know,
sorry.
It's... So, yeah. And a boot. She says a boot a lot.
Hopefully we don't offend any of our Canadian listeners. I know we got Eric Broughton up in Canada, who's a big DDPO supporter. He comes to all the retreats. He's my boy, E-Rock. And it's so funny listening to him talk all at the DDP Yoga retreat. Don't you know, he's got the greatest Canadian accent. And I swear to you, if you're a Canadian, I don't care how mad you get, there's no possible way for you to sound like a dick. I mean, every Canadian sounds like the nicest guy on the planet, whether they're a jerk or not. It's just, you can't sound nasty and mean with that accent.
Well, I think you were there for that conversation when I said exactly that to him. And I'm like, dude, you can say anything you want to me. I don't care how nasty you are. I'm still going to smile.
Yeah, the Canadians are like the nicest people in the world. And it's a great country. It really is. I've visited there several times. And, you know, Eric is from there and Crystal's from there. We have a lot of great Canadian DDP Yoga warriors as well. So, Robert, I can't get into the chat for some reason, so I don't know what's going on. So if you need to get on me at my Facebook page. Let me know what's going on. Like I said, we're going to have a fun night, and we just had the DDP Yoga Nashville retreat, and we got some other, workshops. We have some other great workshops going on as well with DDP. He's going to be at New York City. DDP takes NYC January 9th of 2015, and then it's an East Coast run with Newport, Rhode Island on 2015. January 11th, and LaSalle, Illinois March 21st, 2015. So,
yeah, it sounds like you've got the show live in the background. I can hear you.
I'm trying to turn
repeating.
It down. The sound isn't working. There we go. I just on my computer and I couldn't figure out how to turn the freaking sound off because I just logged on to the chat.
You're a radio professional, is that right?
I know. I do this for a living. Can you believe it? Oh, it's LaSalle, Illinois, March 24th, 2015, and the DDP Yoga Retreat as well, July and October. It's a double Black Diamond retreat. That means there's two of them. A lot of people were talking about the retreats. They're like, well, we love the July retreat, but we'd also love something in the fall, too, or it's getting kind of cool. We get a little break from the cold weather as well. So we listen here at DDP Yoga and DDP Radio, and we're hooking you up. So two retreats, July 17th through the 23rd and October 16th through the 22nd. DDPYogaRetreat.com for more information, or you can hit Sally up at the Travel Smiths. Sally, of course, is Diamond Dallas Page's sister, and she is amazing, and you should definitely call her and book your spot. Only need a deposit right now. They only ask for a deposit, so if you want to put a deposit down for the retreat and then chip away at it throughout the year, feel free to do so. It makes it a lot more easy to manage than just one down lump sum out of your checking account, so... Definitely check that out as well. And as always, more information on DDP Yoga workshops, see Paige's full schedule. Head over to the hub of DDP Yoga universe at ddpyoga.com, which is Robert's area of specialty.
Yes, I break it. I'm the one who breaks it. And we also have, keep an eye on ddpyoga.com, because either tomorrow or what's today? Hopefully tomorrow, we're going to have a whole bunch of brand new apparel there. We're going to have thermals and hoodies and all kinds of cool stuff that we've been preparing for about the last, probably the last 2 or 3 months. So hopefully that's going to launch tomorrow.
Oh, awesome. That's awesome. And I think that's a great, you know, every single person who does DDP Yoga, they love the apparel. They love representing. They love the DDP Yoga shirts. I've been saying for a long time that he's missing the boat, getting some more stuff up there. Some awesome, you know, new DDP Yoga gear. And I'm glad to see they're doing that, because that's huge. Because the people who do DDP Yoga are so passionate about it. We want to wear it on our chest. We want the colors on our bodies, and we want to represent and let the world know what we do. And that's awesome that they're taking that and running with new apparel. I'll be definitely looking forward to checking that out.
Yeah, definitely. And I don't know if you noticed this or not, but on Team DDP Yoga yesterday, we made it to 50,000 members.
Wow. Wow. And I know, Gerard, I know we've talked about this before several times, but, you know, 50,000 members, that's a huge deal. And that's like, you know, for a website like this, the kind of website that we do here, it's not Facebook, it's not MySpace, it's not Twitter. We're our own little community, but to hit 50,000 members.
MySpace, really?
I know. I'm just 2005. I'm going to do the duck face with the sideways peace sign and take my MySpace picture. How's that?
There you go.
But just to see it grow like that, and like we've talked about before, you know, guys like Dave Orr, who I see is in the chat right now because I'm actually connected, and you and Sparky, who we talked to earlier today. I guess you were talking to Sparky today. But
yes.
You guys, we were like the only ones floating around in there for like a long time. Like it was just, there wasn't many people. It wasn't a big deal. And to see it hit 50,000 members, and, you know, we're not stopping anytime soon. The app is coming out soon. It's going to take everything to the next level. It's just amazing to see the product grow like that.
Oh yeah, and wait till you guys see the app. It's you know, I've recently been getting more and more updates on it, but the guys over at the crib, mainly Steve Yu, has been doing an amazing job on it. It's gonna be so cool. There's gonna be a whole bunch of new workouts on it, obviously, live stuff, a heart monitor tracker, all kinds of stuff on it. It's a badass app.
And for someone like me who's a DDP Yoga regular and a DDP Yoga for life kind of guy, and someone like you, Robert, and like all the people who have been here from like day one, as much as we love the DVDs and as far as they've taken us in life, you know, after a while I can say pretty much verbatim the DVDs in my sleep. And to get that
yes.
fresh take on the yoga program via the app and then having continuous content coming out is going to make everything so much fresher and cooler, and it's going to take my practice to the next level. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, I'll tell you about right now where we are. If we wanted to come out with a new DVD, a new workout right now, I should say, we would have to go through designing the, figure out what we want for the products, design those, design the labels, get it off to duplicating, and then get it, you know, there's a huge money investment in a 2 or 3 months worth of production time to even get it to ready to ship. Now we can literally... not only the app, but when the performance center opens, we can shoot a workout and put it live the next day. So, I mean, it's going to be huge for us. And the thing that I'm really looking forward to is not only going to benefit the existing team members, but all these people from all over the world who have been interested in it, but they don't want to pay for shipping. They don't want to wait, you know, 2 weeks to 2 months for it to get there. They can just join. That's the thing that I'm going to really be interested to see what happens with is all the international people that we have.
Oh, absolutely. And it's exciting because, you know, Dallas is the head of technology on this. How many people do it? Yes. He's like the first of his genre to do something like this, such an all-inclusive app. You saw the WWE take that step with the WWE Network right now. And that's the way things are going. It may not be all there right yet, but I guarantee you a couple years from now, you won't see DVDs in your local Walmart or Target. It's all going digital. And for Dallas to be so ahead of the curve like this and to get an app, a subscription app service, the way he's doing it is really cutting edge and, you know, the next logical step in the fitness game.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's what he's always said is he wanted the Netflix of fitness. And that's, you know, it's going to be pretty damn cool. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead.
What's that? The WWE Network hasn't lived up to the expectations they were hoping for. I was saying to myself, I hope DDP Yoga gets more subscriptions to the WWE Network, and then Dallas can go to Vince and be like, yeah.
Well, I actually like the WWE Network just for, you know, I can go on a rant about that. That's a whole different thing. But we actually have a caller on the line if you want to go to that.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go to our caller.
Okay, we've got someone at the 508 area code.
Hi, my name is Kim Douglas. How you doing?
Doing good. How you doing?
How are you?
Okay. I have a question. Well, first of all, I thought I could listen to this on my computer, but I guess you listen to it on your phone, huh? I've never done this before. Can you tell?
Yeah,
well,
you can listen. Oh, Robert, go ahead.
You're
more the expertise in this area.
You can do either one you want. If you go to ddpradio.com and you click on the name of the show, which it's the DDP Yoga Community Show tonight, you should be able to pull it up on your computer as well.
Oh, okay. Yep, I was looking for which one to pull up. But anyway, okay, I'm in my late 50s. I had a mild stroke in 2012, which affected my right side, and I was coming back from that. And then 2013, I had another one. My question is there anything I can do as far as the DDP exercises that I do are more or less, like, I'm able to do the one standing up where you have to get down on the floor. I'm really wondering about that, to do the push-ups and stuff. Is there any way I could get around that?
Well, what happens when you go to get down the floor?
Well, I don't have any strength in my right leg. It hurts to, you know, really, I try to get up because my right leg is very weak. I have to work on
it. Yeah, absolutely. I understand. Yeah, there's a person that I talked to recently who had, I forget what his ailment was, but he had really bad legs or something like that where he couldn't get down on the floor. So his modification was, instead of doing push-ups, he would do his workouts near a wall. So he would basically lean on the wall and do wall push-ups instead.
How do you do wall push-ups?
You basically just lean forward and just push yourself back. Obviously, you're not going to get nearly as much resistance that way, but you know, he was able to use dynamic resistance through it and just do it slowly.
Okay, he stands facing the wall and just push off of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just lean forward a little bit and just, you know, for your hands coming up, you know, bring your face to the wall and you can just push back a push back away from it.
Oh, okay, that'll be excellent. I've been wanting to. Started, but then I had to stop because I didn't know what I could do for that. Okay, but then I can start again.
The thing about DDP yoga is you can take it wherever you want to go. See, Dallas designed these workouts so that anyone, and he didn't mean figuratively, he meant literally everyone can get some benefit out of it. You know, there are things to this day that I've been doing this for 3 years now that I can't do, that I have to work around. So you have to make DDP yoga work for you, and if push-ups are what you need, then that would be great. But if you want to just stand there while he's doing push-ups and do a couple diamond cutters, anytime you're doing a position, it's you're getting something out of it. You don't have to necessarily follow the DVDs. Dallas did this because he wants you to make it your own. So either do the wall push-ups. That's a great idea. That's a great point that Robert brought up, and I wouldn't have even thought of that. Or even if you're not near a wall or anything like that, if he's down there doing push-ups, just knock out a couple diamond cutter. You know, the back with the arms out to the T, hulk it up.
Yeah.
You know, any kind of, you know, movement is getting something out of it. So, you know, big thing about DDP yoga is making it your own. And that was a great point, Robert. I didn't even think of that, the wall push-ups.
Oh, that's very good. Okay, thank you very much then.
Awesome. You're welcome.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
And honestly, dude, I would have never thought about that either. But that's the cool thing about the community is that, you know, I've learned so many modifications and so many different things that people do just from people coming to me with suggestions. And then they'll go to the website, Team DDP Yoga, and then they'll come back and tell me what they learned. And I've learned so many different modifications for, you know, just from the community.
That's one of the great things about the DDP Yoga community. It's such a creative group of people. I mean, people, you know, I obviously can't do everything in the program. I can do most of it, almost all of it. But people find ways around crazy different ways, and it's so inspiring to see people just going out of their way to, you know, make this work for them, and you know, modifications or different positions or challenging yourself in different ways. We got such a great creative group here that finds a lot of, you know, ways around their limitations that they have.
Oh, absolutely.
I just want to bring this up because I know it's been kind of a topic in the chat room a lot. I don't get on the Team DDP Yoga site as much as I like, and I don't get on the Facebook pages as much as I like, but I always hover, and I'm always there, and I'm always checking them out. And, Robert, I don't know if you've noticed this at all, but I've found that a lot of people in the community, and especially a lot of regulars out there, have been in a little bit of a funk. I'm not talking about Dory or Terry, but funks the down and out, nothing's going my way, I'm going to freak the hell out if I don't get a break soon kind of funks.
It's
I know a lot of people are having a lot of tough times, and there's been a lot of people talking about, I need to get things back on track, I need to get things going for me again, I've been slacking. And we've talked about this before on the show, but I kind of wanted to throw this out there to the community because I think a lot of people can use it. A lot of people we've been talking to have had trouble just getting back in the routine of doing the workout again. And you see, routine is the entirety of changing a goal, to achieving a goal. To make changes in your life, you need to change your routine. And the routine is the key of everything to making a change. I'm being redundant here, but make a change, you need to change what you're doing daily. If you're sitting there daily and you're doing the exact same thing every single day, it's not going to change anything up. It's going to keep repeating the same results over and over again, as you know and as I know. A habit. And the key, you have to change your habits to change your life. And I know a lot of people here at Team DDP Yoga know how to change their life. They've been actively done it. They've done it. They've gotten through it. But just because your life doesn't change doesn't mean you can't, you know, slip back into those same habits once you get comfortable that you had before. I know I've said this a million times on DDP Radio, but buying a set of DVDs doesn't just instantly cure your life. It's going to be work. And to sustain the change in your life, there's that quote that Dallas put up there, you know, failure is not fatal and success is not permanent. You know, success is not permanent. You may have made huge changes in your life, but unfortunately for a lot of us here in the community, it's something we're going to have to work on every single day. Yeah, me included, Robert included, all of us. It's something we have to work on. It's not going to be to get better and change for the rest of your life. So I see a lot of people who are struggling in that aspect, struggling getting back into a routine of doing DDP yoga, making it a habit again. So if you're one of those people that are struggling, haven't been on the mat for a little while, if you're calling for a little bit of inspiration, I want to issue a challenge to you. And, you know, before you think I'm going to tell you to do 30 diamond cutters in a row or anything like that, it's a simple challenge. Simple challenge, easy for us to do it. I want the people who are struggling, who haven't been on the mat for a little while, to do 4 days of DDP Yoga Energy. It's the shortest workout on the program, 22 minutes. Each one of us can find 22 minutes in our day. And the reason why I say only four is because sometimes achieving a small goal is better than coming up short on a huge monumental goal. And I know that 4 days of energy is something you can do. I know 4 days of energy, we can all slip 22 minutes into our day. And the reason I'm saying energy is because I want to get a lot of people who are struggling back in the routine of making this a part of their life, making this a daily habit in their life. If you want to do fat burner, if you want to do anything, if you want to do anything, do it. But just focus on energy right now. Get 4 days of energy down. Work on making this a habit again. Because a lot of us, when we slip, and me included, I've slipped several times, and I'm in the process of picking myself up from a little slip right now. But we get out of the habit. It's becoming part of our daily routine. And I think to make it part of your routine, you just need to get in the habit of, you know, making the effort to roll out the yoga mat, to put on your shorts, to put on your DDP yoga shirt, to put the DVD in. Those routines, those going through the motions of doing that and knocking out a quick energy will get you back in the habit of making this a part of your life and making a priority in your life. What do you think about that, Robert?
No, I completely agree. I mean, because, you know, when people first start the program, I usually will suggest, you know, make sure you do it for the first couple of weeks for, you know, and just because you're going to develop a habit that way. You know, I'm coming back from a slump as well, you know, for various different reasons. But, you know, I've been, you know, I haven't done energy in quite some time, but I started with fat burner and then went up to, what did I do yesterday? I don't know. I did something yesterday. I did Fat Burner and Red Hot Core, and today I did Below the Belt. And I'm just trying to do something every day. And after doing that for 3 days in a row, I feel a hell of a lot better. So I think that's a good suggestion.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is feeling better. And once you start getting yourself more active again, and once you start getting back in these routines, you start to feel better about yourself, and your body starts feeling better as well. I know that when I'm on board with DDP yoga rather than when I'm taking a few days off, I feel better. My mood's better. I'm happier. I'm healthier. My body feels like it's flowing better. And it's all about routine, just getting that and making it part of your routine again. And the thing is, you're going to have slumps. You're going to have slumps. There's going to be time when life is just chaotic. And the last thing that you're going to do is get on the mat. You're like, I just don't have time for this right now. Things are too crazy. That's fine. But when you get like that, make a point to do the 4 days of energy or 5 days or 3 days or whatever you can do. Just work on making it a habit and returning to those motions, those activities of rolling out the yoga mat, to putting on your shorts, to strapping on your heart monitor. You know, that's part of the excitement for me, that I get excited rolling out my mat and bringing up my mat and putting my shorts on, my heart rate monitor on, because that's all part of the process with me. And it's all about just making it part of your life again, because, you know, life does get in the way and life does get hectic. And you don't realize, you don't want to, you know, drift away from the DDP yoga community. Your goal isn't to disappear. Your goal isn't to stop being successful at it. It just, life happens. And that's the point of time where you just need to, you know, check yourself. And I always say that one of the probably most important aspects you can have in your life is self-realization, which is the part of you that realizes when you're not living up to your potential in a certain kind of way. When you can look at yourself and say, you know what, I kind of screwed up on this, or I'm not doing this the best I can. Because a lot of people like to, you know, honestly lie to themselves and don't like to, you know, realize that things aren't going well for them because it makes it more real or whatever. You can lie to everyone on the planet and they can probably believe you, but you can't lie to yourself. And being honest with yourself and realizing that I need to reel myself in right now is a really important quality you can have, and is one that served me well in the past couple weeks. I realized things were starting to get out of control for me. I wasn't blowing it. I wasn't, you know, going back mainlining Twinkies or anything like that. But, you know, I realized that there were habits coming into my life again that I didn't want there. And it's that point where you need to look at yourself, look in the mirror, and realize that I need to reel myself in. That's my challenge for you guys. If you guys have struggled for the past couple weeks, a couple months, couple years, if you've been off DVDP yoga since for 4 years now, I don't care. Get on the mat. Do energy for 4 days this week. Check in with me. Hit me up at Mikey90%.com. You know how you're doing. Let Robert know how you're doing, and we'll get through this. We'll make it part of our daily routine again. We'll make it a habit again. We'll make it part of our lives, and you'll be kicking ass in no time. I promise you.
And that would be a good time. We've got another caller on the line, so you want to switch over to that?
Yeah, absolutely. Hello.
Hey, Josh, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Not too bad.
What's going on, brother?
Just got in, listening in and heard what you guys were talking about, and me and Matt just put out our little 2 minutes with the AOC videos we do every now and then with some stuff that's on our mind and whatnot, just to kind of amuse ourselves and help others. And we were just talking about that whole get on the mat and at least, you know, get your heart rate monitor on, you know, unfold the mat, put in the DVDs, or if you don't do the DVDs, whatever, and just get on the mat and just sit there. Sometimes I sit there in safety zone for like 3 minutes, and it's just like, oh my God, just do the damn workout already. And then eventually you will, because you're completely dressed and ready to work out. And, you know, you're already, fought the hard battle of getting on the mat and unfolding it and all that stuff. And I struggle, you know, I definitely am in one of those slumps, you know, where it's like, just life gets too busy and you're like, oh, I hate that excuse. That's stupid. So you unroll the mat and you just stare at it until you get on it. So I couldn't agree more with what you guys are talking about right now. And I thought it was awesome that you guys were brought up that subject.
Yeah, we actually have Matt Owen on the line as well.
Oh, really?
Oh, want to bring on the AOC as a tag team?
Yeah.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, bro?
Hey, what's going on, man?
I heard Josh call, so I figured I'd call and save the show.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate geez. That.
I don't know. I feel like Matt's Arn Anderson and I'm Ric Flair, right? Isn't that how it goes?
Ooh. Wait. I don't know how I feel about that, Matt.
Hey, drive your ass down here and get a spine buster, Matt could do
He's talking about like late 90s Arn Anderson, I think.
Yeah, what Arn Anderson are we talking about here?
Well, then you're Ric Flair right now, buddy.
I'm good. I'll retract my statement.
All right,
Anyway.
I've been away from Facebook for a little while. Did you just get certified?
I'm really close, man. I got my second video to do in the test, and I'm filming that on Sunday. So I'm really close.
And Josh, you just got certified as well. And these guys are two cats that are the personification of, you know, making it happen. I remember when you guys first started breaking in, and Matt was always a cool cat. I always dug hearing from Matt, but I didn't really know Josh very well. And, you know, I've been around this game long enough where there's some people that come and some people that go. And it was really cool to see Josh and Matt just, like, grow throughout their career at DDP Yoga and their lifestyle, you know, doing the workouts and stuff. And I've seen tremendous improvement in both of you guys in all sorts. Your video is really fun, too, so I appreciate you guys sitting around and hanging with us.
Well, that's really cool, man. I really appreciate you saying that.
It sounds like there's children being slaughtered. Should I be concerned?
No, that's just Pat.
So
you're just going to take that shit, Matt?
But I appreciate you calling, brother. And you guys want to check out the ALC, shoot out your address.
The AOC address. We just right now we just have our videos that we put out on YouTube and stuff, and then we post them to all the necessary places in DDP Yoga world out in Facebook. So yeah, that's all we got going right now. Some new stuff on the horizon, as always, working on something. So, and we appreciate the support. It's awesome.
Yeah, we love your videos, man. You guys do funny stuff.
Thanks.
Hey, the reason I called in, I just wanted to say something that seems to really get people is vacations too. I've been noticing lately a few people falling off after a vacation. So, you know what I don't, I'm not picking on anybody here, but what I don't get is why, you know, when you're having success with the program and stuff like that, why you sabotage yourself on vacation. Vacations are supposed to be fun and, you know, time away from your regular life. But I see so many people like, oh man, I gained, you know, 15 pounds over my vacation. It just kills me. Don't eat bad on vacation, people. Eat. Go to DDP TV. Watch Dallas make a huge ass salad in his hotel room, and you'll save money. You'll save your health, and, you know, that's the way you got to do it when you're on vacation. You know, you eat out every once in a while, but if you eat out every meal and just have these giant plates of food and buffets and stuff like that, you're just gonna set yourself up for feeling bad about yourself, and then you're not gonna hit your workouts, and it just snowballs from there.
And here comes the cheap plug, ddpyogaretreat.com. And I'm not even joking. Every single year I've gone on a retreat, I've come back, and I've lost weight. Because, you know, first of all, they have great food there. It's all grown on the campus. The workouts, we work out like crazy. Robert, you can attest to this. We work out hard down there. And every year that I've gone on a DDP Yoga retreat, I've come back having lost weight. And it is a struggle for a lot of people. You know, Vicky just put in the chat, self-sabotage is a recurring problem for many. Some people, you know, can go on vacation and let themselves, you know, unbuckle their belt and just relax. And, you know, get back on track and get there. But a lot of people, you know, they click again after they get back. They can't reel themselves in when they need to. And I'm not saying you don't deserve a break, but, you know, if you're going to make this a lifestyle, it has to be a lifestyle when it's, you know, when it's convenient and when it's not convenient. And, you know, vacation is hard for a lot of people. And a lot of people give themselves that excuse and that, you know, time off, which is fine. If you need that time off and if you need to skip a workout for a few weeks to get your mind back on track, if you need to do that, that's fine. But you need to realize that once that's over, it's going to be harder to get yourself back in. Once you start incorporating those foods back in your life, I've talked about this to someone recently. If I have a Twinkie, not that I've had a Twinkie anytime soon, but if I have a Twinkie, I know I'm going to want Twinkies every day for the rest of the week. Because it's just the way my addictive mind goes when it comes to, and having those those foods filled with gluten and sugar and crap, I eat one of those, and the second I finish eating it, I want more. It's an addictive substance. They say sugar is as addictive as, you know, cocaine and heroin. And, you know, once you start eating that stuff, it's hard to stop, and you're going to have to go through that detox process again. So it's a great point, Matt. If you're on vacation, you know, it may sound like a great idea to take a couple of days off and, you know, just relax and eat what you want and do what you want, but just realize that, you know, an alcoholic can't have a bottle of booze and just be like, okay, I'm good now. I'm, you know, if you can, well, good for you, but most people can't. Most of the time it leads to a downward spiral, and I know addiction is a big part of a lot of people's process when it comes to food as well.
Yeah, totally. And why you know, I have problems. Go ahead, Robert.
Well, I was going to say, well, while you're on the line, Josh, is we actually had somebody call in who wanted to say something specific to you.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you there, bro?
Yeah, it is. Is this the mail order ass-kicking Alaskan sexy time?
Well,
in for a hot guy in a cold town.
What's up, brother?
What's going on, man?
For those who don't recognize the voice, that is the returning Sparky.
The legendary.
What's up, Mikey?
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing fantastic.
So, I was all excited. Robert said you might call in tonight. I was excited.
Yeah. I had he invited me on earlier, and I was sitting there. I was doing a whole lot of nothing, getting ready to get the kids down. And as soon as I got them tucked in, went down, you know, crawled in bed, said some prayers with the kids and the wife. I decided to come up and see what was shaking. And then I heard Josh was on the line, so I had to call in and give him a little bit of shit, but also congratulate him because he is the certified Alaskan. That is awesome, bro.
Hey, that's awesome. You know, if it wasn't for, you know, again, like you guys and doing the radio show, you know, and really spoke to my heart in the beginning and got me on the mat for the first time, you know. And so it's awesome to kind of come full circle and be here on the radio show. And so it's awesome you called in and awesome to hear from you and all that good stuff.
That's awesome that you didn't. Even though you're on the radio show and even though you did get your certification, you can stop writing me the love notes on Facebook now. I still...
What about I'll stop sending the pictures too then, right?
Oh, you can keep the pictures coming, that's it. Robert hasn't been sending me my love lately. He told me I let him down on the promos a little bit by leaving the stream.
Yeah, well it just started getting weird, so I had to pull back.
It was all that razor burn. I probably shouldn't have shaved those.
Sure, folks. Thank you very much. Appreciate you listening.
Anyway, what do you have?
Leave the Sparky's return. Everything go to hell.
Nice. All right. Well, dude, that's awesome that you called in, and I appreciate what you said, even though you had to take a couple digs at me, you know. I know that's just you showing love, so it's awesome, bro.
Hey, absolutely, my friend, man. Absolutely.
All right. Well, Josh, thanks for calling in, brother, and congratulations once again. You're kicking ass, you're kicking ass, brother.
All right. Thank you, guys. We'll chat to you later.
Thank you, too, man. Bye. I appreciate you, brother.
Okay, and Sparky should still be here. I mean, we can't go back quickly.
Yeah, I'm just kind of chilling if you guys don't mind. I got some time, so.
Absolutely. And for those of you who are new to the DDP Yoga program, Sparky was the original and the more highbrow host of DDP Radio here at ddpradio.com. And, life got in the way, had another kid, and decided to take some time off, and I... glad to have Sparky back on the air. And when I first started DDP yoga, Sparky was the guy. Like, there was one guy in the chat room. There was like one guy. It was like Sparky all the time. He was in the chat room helping people out, getting people motivated and kicking ass. It's great to brother, because it's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while, man. This not only did I have the baby, but this year's kind of put me through a ripsaw a little bit, so. You know, honestly,
well, before,
like, I, go
I was going to say, before we get too much into the Love Fest, we've got Marlon who's been holding here for a little while, and we want to get to him real quick so he can he's got a couple things to talk about real quick.
Oh, awesome.
Hey, are you there, Marlon?
I am.
Hey, brother.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? Sparky, great video, by the way, of the kids, man.
Oh, thanks, man. I am loving that, and I got to thank you so much because when you were recommending the type of schools to go to, I found the perfect guy, the perfect dojo to go to, and this guy is great with a kid.
Ah, that's beautiful, man. I'm glad to hear that.
Marlon, what's going on, man? We got some cool things in the works
coming up. What's going on is, man, I've enjoyed listening to you guys. And much like yourself, I hover around a lot, but I do not write or go on the Team DDP Yoga site that much or the Facebook site that much. But I do hover around as well because I don't know if yourself, Sparky, et cetera. I know Robert does, but if anyone has the first set of DVDs, you will see me on those DVDs, and that was way, way back in the day. So when I look at this now and see, like, DDP Yoga community radio show, I mean, it's truly, I don't know when different people came on board, but it is truly a fascinating phenomenon, if you will, and it's astounding. Applaud you all, definitely.
Yeah, that certainly wouldn't have been possible back then.
Yep,
Marlon, you've been one of those guys that have been on board since very early on. What is it like for you to see, you know, what has become like 50,000 users on Team DDP Yoga? You look at Dallas's, you know, DDP Yoga Facebook and Twitter, which you're very actively involved in. You know, to see where it's come from, you know, crazy is that
well,
for you?
Well, it's amazing. It's amazing, man. It's truly amazing. And I can just tell you from my vantage point, and I'm actually here to talk about three things. If I can be so bold as to do that with your time, but workshops, one-on-one with DDP and DDP sponsored athletes, which are three little programs that I came up with, et cetera. But just the fact that from my vantage point of booking workshops at facilities, it's been an interesting thing, like Pure Yoga, where we're going to be in the first week of January in Manhattan. They had us come there, I don't know, like 2 years ago, and I'm not going to say how we did there. I'm just going to say that after all of the press and notoriety and being on the New York Times article, it was interesting that they are the ones that reached back out to me. And a lot of these places I've reached out to years and years ago that would be really flippant about, you know, a wrestler doing yoga. It's amazing how everything flipped. And a lot of these places now are like, what do we need to do to bring you to our facility? So from my vantage point, that's been a wonderful, wonderful change. So,
yeah, I feel at first the yoga community kind of scoffed at Dallas a little bit. You know Dallas. He's loud. He's big. He's strong. He's not the typical yogi. And
a little bit?
Yeah,
a little bit.
You said a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Dallas kind of brought a lot of people into yoga that normally wouldn't have ever even considered it. I think they're kind of realizing what having a mainstream athlete like Dallas actually does for, you know, their craft, and it's really started to open up a lot of doors for them as well.
Well, actually, he brought a lot of people into DDP yoga, not into
yoga.
Let's be specific.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah, absolutely. And do we have any
go ahead.
Do you have any workshops in the works coming up that we can on?
Actually, all the workshops you can see are on ddpyogaworkshops.com. And even before I talk about workshops, I have to give massive, massive props to the only person I've worked with for years and years and years, and we've yet to have an argument or blowout, and that's Robert. So either that means Robert has great patience, or he curses me out when he hangs up the phone. I have no idea.
Let's go with patience.
But without Robert's help and putting together a lot of stuff and brainstorming with me when I call all hours of the night, there's no way none of the workshops would come off. So I owe Robert a great deal. So, Robert, I appreciate you, bro, 100%.
Oh, same here, man. We make a great team. And, you know, it's very rare that I cuss you out when I hang up the phone. you know.
So in reference to workshops, because the schedule is always on ddpyogaworkshop.com. And, but mm-hmm. I wanted to talk about this last workshop we had specifically in Knoxville, which was a good turnout, great set of people. People were very happy. And what I did was I put I guess I'll use his name. Dimitri hosted it. Great, great guy. Loved Dimitri. But a lot of people then were under the impression that, oh, we can do a workshop and we'll schedule a workshop. So I wanted to come on tonight to explain how the workshops work so I wouldn't have to keep saying it to individual people. I could reach out to a larger group. And basically there's three different tiers. The number one tier is if someone wants to do a workshop in a city, generally speaking, I talk to a business owner or a facility owner. Somebody owns a gym, they own a fitness center, a health club, something of that nature, and then we discuss terms as far as they're flying Dallas in, they're paying for his hotel, and they're investing in a fee for the workshop plus. That's ideal, and that's what I enjoy working with the most. That's number one. It's the easiest thing to deal with. You were going to say?
I was going to say, can that be, is that somebody that you're just doing, they may be like a fitness place, or are you even considering like businesses, like if businesses wanted to do like a workshop?
Well, my friend, that's the next thing I'm venturing into. Number one is, like I said, a fitness facility, something of that nature. Number two, for instance, like a Pure Yoga, like I said, who they invest in him coming. So that's entirely different. Then number two is we have where we're going to be right after New York, Manhattan is in Rhode Island. And that is a company called Athena's Home Novelties. And they are investing in Dallas to come, but they are the ones who are renting out a very large ballroom in a hotel that can hold like 100, 120 people. So that's the second thing I generally deal with. So then, like a lot of the Team DDP Yoga people, and they're passionate people, like Dimitri, for instance, who was extremely persistent. I give him massive props for emailing me, calling me. You got to come to Knoxville. And to be honest, I'm thinking to myself, I don't even know where Knoxville is. So, but he's passionate. I'm like, oh, well, shoot, okay. So then we have what Dimitri was a point person. And what a point person is somebody who's going to basically be my person on the ground. And any of you who know Dimitri should give him a call or Facebook him and ask him how much stress he had to deal with, because it was a lot of stress, which I don't think he was prepared for. So basically I say, okay, Dimitri, this is what I need you to do. Do this, do this, do this. And so again, a lot of calls, a lot of different times of night, early in the morning, et cetera. And him having to organize or get people together to do the things that we needed done, from checking people in, from having, thank God for Nolan. Thanks, Nolan, for showing up and everyone else that showed up to help Dallas, but Nolan for having people placing where they were going to be and doing the actual workout. So there's a lot of things involved. So I am open to people that want me to come want us to schedule a workshop in their city. And what I suggest you do is, one thing I don't suggest you do, or just to let you know, we don't need anyone who wants to, I'm going to organize a workshop. No, actually you're not, but you can suggest, and then we can talk. And then I can say, okay, this is what I need to do in order to bring a workshop to your city. But I don't need you to how do I market it? How much does it cost to bring Dallas? What can we, these aren't things that we need, because we handle all this from our end. So I wanted just to clarify that so people don't get confused or think, oh, what can I do to bring? Well, you can contact me and say, hey, I think we have a great community here. We have this. And I know a business owner who will want to host a workshop. I'll send you the links that you can pass along. If that person is interested, then give him my information, give me his or hers, and I will contact them. Or if you want to be a point person, which means, okay, now you have to find a location, and then I'll walk you through everything that we do, then, hey, shoot me an email, marlin@dallaspage.com, put in the subject header, point person. And that means I'm going to open up that email pretty quick. But don't put that in the subject header, and then I open it up, and it goes, yeah, I was wondering about how to get some free DVDs, because then I'm just going to forward it to Robert.
Yes, and then depending on what it is, I just may delete it.
What's that?
I said, depending on what it is, I just might delete it.
So, does that make sense? Does anyone have any questions based on that? Or?
Oh, no, absolutely. Definitely. And it's great to clarify, too, for people who, you know, are wondering. And, you know, if you are a business or a gym, you know, it's a great opportunity for you as well to get Dallas in there. So definitely listen to what Marlon's saying if you are, you know, if you own a gym or a business or such like that.
Now, Marlon, now, if he does, like, the businesses, when you walk into the businesses, they get the workout. But does he also do, I saw on some of the latest workouts, does he do, like, a little bit of his positive page and kind of that? He gives him, like, the motivational aspect too, right?
Oh, massively, for sure. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, I was I was at the one in New Orleans, and he does. I mean, half of it is introducing things and getting you up to speed, and that's like half of the workshop. That's why we don't call it just a workout with DDP; it's an actual workshop.
Yes, but let's not bring up the New Orleans workshop because we had an unfortunate accident in the New Orleans.
I was there. Oh my God! Yes, I remember.
Let's not bring up the New Orleans workshop, but yes. It's inspiration meets perspiration for a reason, and that's because, you know, he's talking about how he came up with the workout and the injuries that he incurred. Like a lot of people, when they talk about being injured, I mean, Dallas had serious injuries. And just the fact that he can do some of the stuff he can do is truly amazing. And anybody's wrestling fans here, if you saw the Bob Holly match where Bob Holly superplexed him, I mean, that was, as his friend, and I've been his friend for, I don't know, man, like 18, 19 years close to, I was mad. I was crying, man. It was like, oh, my God, man, is my friend, like, going to be paralyzed? It was horrible. So anyway.
Bob Hall was Punisher, man. Yeah. It's cool because, it's like, businesses like that, they're being asked now to do so much more with less, and there's nobody who knows how to translate that more through the workout in life than Dallas, man. He's just awesome at it.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
that's
keep
true. And again, if somebody, if your friend owns a business or is a manager of a business and they have a large space, then hey, that's a great person for you to talk to, and then have them contact me. No problem. I mean, I can make that work logistically speaking. You know, depending upon his schedule. Depending upon if it's a place where we can draw, you know, for sure, we can make it happen.
And you talked about the DDP Yoga sponsored athletes, too. I'd like to hear about that. What do you have to say about that? I know your son has a sponsorship from Dallas as well for his karate, his martial arts, right?
You almost said karate there, didn't you?
Yeah, he did.
Come on, man. It's not my son, it's my daughter. And my daughter, Skylar, who is a massive DDP yoga, I don't know what you want to call her, but let's just say that I don't do the workout with her because I got tired of her looking over out of the corner of her eye and then correcting me or being able to beat me in the push-ups. So I would just leave the room, which that's been a couple of years now, and so I still don't do the workout with her. But watching her in Dallas do the 10-second push-ups is a fascinating thing to see, which she's up to 5 now. So the DDP Yoga sponsored athletes. What we are looking for is athletes, and I'm deep into the combat sports world, which means jiu-jitsu, judo, mixed martial arts, Muay Thai, boxing, any of the combat sports. If people and I try to walk people through what we're looking for, because you don't have to be the number one athlete in that sport or win all the tournaments or be 10-0, but you have to work really hard and go down fighting if you do lose. And you have to be in a position where you have a large to moderately large social media presence. Like if you have less friends than I have on Facebook, then that's probably not a good thing. If you have you know, a lot of Twitter followers, or you're big on Instagram, you post things and you're willing to post snippets of yourself doing the workout, and you're willing to do the workout incorporated into your actual routine, and you're working out like 5 days a week using DDP Yoga, then we can definitely talk, and we can talk what you want from us and what we're willing to do for you. So if you're an athlete, I'm gonna say like jiu-jitsu. You're a jiu-jitsu guy and you do tournaments, and contact me. Be specific in what you want from a sponsorship by saying, hey, I do these 10 tournaments a year, and I'd like these tournaments paid for. And in return, I'll do this, this, and this for you. And then we'll talk. And we'll talk terms and see if it makes sense. If it makes sense for you, it makes sense for us, then boom, we're going to be in a good spot.
That's awesome. Ed Lamagne, who's part of Team DDP Yoga, and he's been there for a while, he does jiu-jitsu. But those guys realize, and now that I'm starting to get into this with the martial arts and the stuff that I'm doing, you never realize how good that DDP Yoga can be as a complement to that.
What is it you're doing?
It's a mix of Aikido and jiu-jitsu.
Got it.
So. I found that Dallas, you know, works with a lot of these MMA guys. You know, because people don't realize, you know, they see them grappling on the ground. They don't realize the core strength that takes until you've actually done that. Did some wrestling in high school, and just, you know, you don't realize until you get in there and actually grapple with someone the kind of core strength that takes, and what DDP Yoga does for an athlete of that caliber is unbelievable, because that's all DDP Yoga, you know. And we focus so much on core strength. It goes hand in hand with, you know, the mixed martial arts and, you know, the martial arts and the wrestling and all kinds of stuff like that.
Yeah. So it's like you said, Marlon, like if they're into that and they're gonna showcase it for you, it's worth it for them to contact you, and it's even more worth it for them to contact you once they get into it. They're gonna be doing nothing but hitting social media and posting how great they're doing. I can already see it for me, and I'm not doing anything competitive. I'm still the most flexible guy in the class, even with as little as I'm doing of DDP Yoga right now. But the other thing is, like, you talk about the core strength, Mikey. There's stuff like somebody will put me in a key lock or an arm bar or something. I have more flex throughout my body to actually be able to take that before I have to tap than a lot of the guys in class who are just, you know, they're stiff, they're walking around. But guys who do that and want to get a sponsorship, it'd be awesome for them to get the sponsorship and then get into it. And it's like, it'll just fuel each other.
So you're totally correct. But a lot of things other than core strength, we're talking about the fact that in MMA, I don't know if any of you all watch UFC or Bellator, any other organizations, but one of the biggest problems they have, people getting injured in training camp, and then the fight's getting changed. So what Dallas, the big thing with DDP Yoga is to preventative maintenance, preventing them from getting injuries. So, you know, hopefully, like I said, this weekend, this Saturday's card on Bellator's card in San Diego, I mean, we have several people on the card, like King Mo, Mike Chandler, Tito Ortiz, that have done the workout. So it's going to be interesting for me and my son Tyler, who will be there cage side, to see all these DDP Yoga people doing fighting each other. So it ought to be a great show.
And if they're interested in becoming a DDP Yoga sponsored athlete, or you know, the workshop you had talked about before, what's the best way to contact you? You want to give your email?
No, Marlon@DallasPage.com, and or you can go on the site. My phone number is there, and again, that's showing my age. Personally, I prefer if someone calls me, because that way there's no confusion. There's no, oh my God, what did he mean by this email I just got? You know what I mean, Robert?
Oh, yes.
There's a call me, and I will be very specific with you and tell you what is what and when is what. Now, my last topic is one-on-one with DDP, which I've received a lot of emails from people not in Atlanta. The first thing it says on the site is if you live in the Atlanta area. So a lot of people like in Alabama, Kentucky, Tennessee, like, I appreciate the enthusiasm and the passion for wanting to drive 4 or 5 hours to do a workout, but it doesn't really make sense from Dallas's standpoint, and I'm speaking for him, which he could correct me if he chose to, and then I would correct his correction. But to drive all the way there, and that was funny, so no one laughed at Robert. So to drive all the way to Atlanta, like, okay, I'm going to drive there every other weekend, Well, no, that's not the point of like investing in 12 sessions, because I'm setting up something where, okay, let's say you do 12, which that's the first number I threw out. Then I want someone that lives in Atlanta, because that way they can work out like 3 days a week with Dallas and get the most benefit from working with him one-on-one. Because I know a lot of people are starting out, like Arthur started out, or others who have health challenges. And that's actually what I came up with. I was like, there's some people that truly need one-on-one with the person who created it. And so, okay, let me bring up something that is going to be, you know, it's not for everyone from a financial standpoint. I get that. And it's that way for a reason, because his time is valuable based on the fact that he's not there very much. And most people that are involved in this Team DDP Yoga are aware of the health challenges of his fiance. So there's a lot of things he has to deal with. So it has to be something that makes sense for him and for the person who's going to make the investment. So a lot of the people that are contacting me from out of state, I mean, that's cool. We can do that. And it might behoove you to do one session, which I think you'll get a lot out of, because Dallas is an overly generous person with his time, for any of you all who know him personally. And I think that's great. But for people that live in the Atlanta area maybe they are at a sticking point, maybe they have some range of motion issues or something like that, then, hey, I'm looking to do this for like 6 sessions or 12 sessions. Great. We can work with that. But out of the state, I think you'd be best to or one thing you can always do is wait for the performance center to open up, where they're going to be running classes, to the best of my knowledge. And that, I'm sure, will be a lot more financially solvent for a lot of people. So there you have it. Questions?
No, I'm good. Great information, too, because a lot of people, I'm sure, you know, contact you on a regular basis, and some clarification for a lot of people, you know, I think will be really valuable. So thank you so much for calling, Marlon. And if you have any announcements or anything else you want to get off your chest anytime in the future, give us a call for sure. I appreciate it, man.
Yep, no problem, man. Hey, keep up the great work. I was listening to you guys since you started, and good stuff. Good stuff indeed. I was sitting here smiling like, wow, I'm enjoying this. I don't want to call in. I don't want to mess up the flow.
Well, but you did anyway.
I appreciate it, man. And thank you for all you do, too. You're a hard worker with the office for many, many years. And keep doing what you're doing and keep kicking ass, brother.
Right on, man. Keep doing what you guys are doing. And, Josh, congratulations on being certified, if you're still listening. And give me a call sometime, bro. I'll talk to you soon. Peace.
All right, man. Thanks so much.
All right. Bye.
All right, we still, and it was Marlon. Great to have him. We're going a little long tonight, but we have some great information we got from Marlon, so I appreciate him calling as well. And do we still have that caller on the line, Robert?
Yeah, it's been very patient waiting, and it's area code 605.
Hey, guys, ooh. It's Travis. Hey,
oh, we
Travis.
Should have hung up. What the hell?
Yeah, you should have hung up. You had the chance. You only have one guy from 605 that calls, so, you know, it's not a really big stretch.
Oh, geez, I gotta write that down, man. Jesus Christ.
Next time, Robert.
Sparky called, and the only reason I called is because, two. Because, one, Josh called in, and, you know, I gotta throw some love out to the certified ass-kicking Alaskan. And two, because Sparky called in, and, you know, I haven't talked to Sparky for a while. I see him once in a while on Facebook, but, you know, I got to bust his chops a little bit, and you know.
Yeah, I miss that Western rasp of yours, man.
That's right. Exactly. So you're doing the workouts with your kids then, Sparky, right?
I'm doing what?
Are you doing you're training the dojo? Are you doing the workouts with them, or are you doing separate?
No. What's great is we have two lessons a week, right? So we have each have our own individual. I have my adult, they have their kids, but then they have open classes. And what I try to do twice a month is I try to go to their open class with them, so I get to work out with both of the kids. So it's pretty sweet. So, you know, it's most of their. He tries to get with each of them, and they do their. They do all their check marks for their belts and whatnot, but it's pretty cool. So I help them roll and I help them punch and, you know, do some groundwork and whatnot. So helps keep him interested, helps keep me interested. So.
Yeah, and your son, and your kid had a pretty good outside leg reap there too, and I figured you put up this, you know, so.
Yeah, so for everybody listening, like Marlon commented on the video too, because actually I spent a lot of time talking to you guys, and I talked to Marlon about trying to find like a good dojo around here. We don't have a lot of jiu-jitsu places around here, but this guy had a mixed martial arts approach where he does some punching and kicking, but he does a lot of Aikido and a lot of jiu-jitsu. So I picked this place, and I took a video of my kids. We've been taking it now since the beginning of the summer, and so my kids got a chance to grapple tonight together, and Damien is really big on that leg sweep.
That's it. A lot of kids his age, whatever, well, are you know, Sotogari, the outside leg reap is always the go-to. So, is it now? Is this sports? Is he doing more sports jiu-jitsu, or is he doing more traditional jiu-jitsu?
I don't know enough to answer, but I'm probably going to say sports, because he's not a gi guy. He's not like super traditional. Like he's taken some of the stuff and he's gone through the line once he's gotten his promotions, and I guess those guys take it super seriously, and you get like whole belt line and stuff. He does, but he's not super into that. He wants to make sure everybody enjoys it and everybody has fun. So.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and that's good. I mean, that's the biggest thing about finding a good dojo, finding a good class. You know, you're doing the martial arts, you're finding a DDP yoga, you know, somebody to train with DDP yoga, you're finding somebody that is willing to work with you and have fun and make it a good experience all around. So
yeah, just to promote, for all these guys talking about Marlon, just to promote what Marlon was saying again with sponsoring the athletes and whatnot. Marlon had it right on about how good it is for preventing injury, because I didn't say it as eloquently, but the fact that I can take certain moves better than other people and I can walk away without the aches and the pains that they got, it's because of that. You know? So because of yoga.
Yep. Exactly.
Awesome, bro. Good to hear.
And we got to wrap things up, though. We're way over time here, but thank you for calling in, Travis. Right. We appreciate it, man. And keep kicking ass this week, brother. What is it? Own this day, right?
Own this day and own your life, baby. That's right.
All right, man. Take care. Yes, thanks, brother. All right. Well, that about does it for us here at DDP Radio. And Sparky, it's so good to hear. And seriously, if you're ever like have a night off or, you know, free, or, you know, give us a call on the show and come hang out with us. And you're always welcome here. You're one of the, you know, founding members of the show. So we appreciate it, man.
Will do, brother.
All right. And thank you, Robert, as usual, the master of mayhem himself. For keeping things in check. It was boys' night here at DDP Radio. I don't think we had one girl, woman caller, but for the most part it was boys here, and we didn't go completely off the rails, so I consider that a plus as well. So thank you guys very much for giving us a call next week, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, same time, same place, ddpradio.com. I will see you guys there. For Robert McLaren, for Sparky, for the off, Stacey Morris, my name is Mike Mullins. Thank you guys. Until next week, own it, my friends. See you guys.
Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Oh! Into the diamond cutter!
I don't believe it! Wow. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb!
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.